A Deagle operator.
Joined.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Good morning, Cheryl. This is Tanya.
Morning, Tanya. Somehow I knew it would be you. How are our dial-outs going?
We're getting ready to start now. I have 7, so let me get started.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Joined.
Hi there.
Hello.
Cheryl.
Sebastian.
How are we, Sebastian?
Fine, and you?
I'm actually cold, but that's just because of the time of day, or more to the point, the time of early morning it is.
Yeah. We get snow yesterday here in Versailles. And
joined.
Oh. Oh, snow, oh dear.
Hello, Cheryl, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you, Vanda?
Well, I'm very well, thank you.
I didn't think you'd be joining us until later. You finished your...
No, I can stay during 1 hour.
Ah, stay for 1 hour. I thought you'd be delayed for 1 hour. that's a good thing. Hopefully we'll have all the important bits done by then.
Yeah. Let's see what I get.
Yeah, we can but hope.
Alan.
Joined.
Good evening, all.
Hi, Alan. Sounds like we've got...
Hello, Alan.
We've got an executive committee meeting happening. We've got Vanda and Alan and Sebastian and me.
I thought Vanda wasn't on this call.
No, she's...
Patrick Vanderwaal.
Joined.
Hi, Patrick.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hello.
Nick.
Joined.
Hello, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
It's been like hours since we've spoken, Nick.
I know, it's been so long, Cheryl. Good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever it may be for you, wherever you are.
Nick, do I really have a meeting with you at 0600 my time? That is what it says in my calendar, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
That's fine. If I don't dial in immediately, you will feel free to call me, won't you?
yeah. So if your other half wakes up...
Oh, he'll be well gone by then. That's all right. He's out the door by 0530. It's just I might actually roll over and go back to sleep.
Talking about meetings, I have something... I have an XCOM meeting on my calendar for tomorrow.
Joined.
At what time is that? 12:30 UTC. Is that an old one? Or is that something that's on?
That's just a change. Remember, we were going to have our XCOM in sync with the staff meeting.
Right.
And for an exceptional reason of staff having other things they needed to do, they've shifted their meeting to that time. I happen to want to call in and raise a few issues in terms of logistics for IGF and stuff like that, and they just wanted to make sure that everyone else in the XCOM knew that in case they wanted to call in.
I thought they were changing it to yesterday. Is it tomorrow?
No. Yesterday is normal.
That's the normal one.
I understand.
Normally it will be yesterday, but today it's tomorrow.
I saw a notice saying it was changing to 2000 UTC. Maybe I'm confused. And I said I couldn't make it because I had a conflict.
You send something for tonight for European time.
Okay. Let me ask the simple question. Do I have a call at 12:30 UTC on Wednesday?
Not
I think the answer is no.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Not that I know of, no.
Fine, then I don't know how it got there, but I'm taking it off. Okay.
and the call, it was yesterday night, it's not tonight, the one staff and so on?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because I had another conflict with that one.
Because what Nick sent us, it was on Tuesday 25th. That's been today.
Shiva Subramanian Motoswami, India.
Joined.
Spanish.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello, Shiva.
Hello, Shiva.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to your first ALAC meeting.
Thank you.
Don't forget to mute that
joined.
Indian
joined.
French.
Joined.
Rudy Vansnick.
Joined.
Who have we got on French and Spanish channel? I'm just interested in doing a roll call.
Vanda, there's no one yet on Spanish or French. This is Jonathan, and we're trying to get Fatimata only.
Oh, thank you.
And Carlos is dialing in himself on Spanish.
Okay, thank you.
I'll change it.
here.
Hello, Vivek. It's a delight to have you with us.
Joined.
Yeah, am I speaking to Cheryl?
You are, and there's a few of us here.
Okay.
But this is Cheryl, and we'll do our best to make sure that we identify ourselves until you get used to all of our voices.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, Vive. It's Rudy here, Rudy Ransnick from Eichert, Belgium.
Okay. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
From what region are you?
I'm basically from India, central part of India, Hyderabad.
Mm.
But currently I'm speaking from Colombo in Sri Lanka.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice to have you here.
Okay, let's just do a little bit of a roll call. First of all, from the at-large, the ALAC representative, so far I've got myself, Sebastian, Vanda, Alan, Vivek. Is anyone else here?
Patrick is here.
Ah, Patrick, thank you.
Rudy is here.
Say again.
Rudy is here.
Rudy Vansnick.
Yeah, Rudy, as much as I'd love to have you as an ALAC representative, you're a liaison, so you don't actually
yes,
get a vote.
Sorry.
I need a quorum of ALAC people as well. I've got Rudy and Shiva as liaison.
Adam's here. Hello.
Hey, Adam. Welcome aboard.
Hello.
We need one more and we're quorate.
Wendy.
Joined.
Hi, Wendy.
Welcome, Wendy.
Hello.
Hi.
Cheryl, can you go over the list of those present again? I missed someone.
I have myself, Sebastian, Vanda, you, Alan, Vivek,
joined.
Patrick, and Adam. I have the liaisons as Rudy, Shiva, and Wendy. And someone else has just joined. Who's that? Who's just joined us?
Hello, this is from Vietnam.
Danny joined.
Hi, Suhu. Okay, we are now quorate. Welcome,
joined.
Danny.
Bo Vendler.
Hi, Bo.
Joined.
Hi there. I had a phone problem, so I jumped off and back on.
Okay, we're all right. Okay, we're now one over quorum. We have myself, Sebastian, Vanda, Alan, Vivek, Patrick, Adam, Suhu, and Bo Brendler as the ALAC representatives. We have the liaisons as Rudy, Shiva, and Wendy, and we have Danny. Is anyone else on the call?
You have Carlos on a Spanish channel, I just read from Matias.
Thank you very much. That's excellent. Okay, let's start our meeting then. And if we can just make sure that Matthias notes anyone else who comes in so that the record is accurate. Is there any discussion or comments or requests on the agenda having completed our roll call? I would note a number of comments coming in from various guest users at the end of the agenda page, and I would encourage everyone to have a good read of those as well as we're going through our meetings tonight. Some of those things are general questions, which we will deal with as we go through, and some of them are specific to certain agenda items. But at the moment, is there any discussion or issues someone would like to raise on the adoption of the agenda?
I have a comment with regard to your comment. If guest users add comments, it would be nice if they sign them so we don't have to divine who it is that's speaking.
I must say that would be extremely handy. I'm less fussed whether they log in some mechanism that doesn't have the system, but just using their initials or their name, you know, Fred Nurks or whatever, would make it very, very useful.
We trust Fred is noting this.
I hope Fred Nurks is noting this, indeed.
It's Adam.
Other, matters yeah. For the adoption of the agenda?
Yeah, Adam, I was wondering how is the agenda developed, because
my question was, first of all, why is it not published on the lists? There's a, you know, rules and procedures which we seem rather excited by that aren't really being followed. It says we should be publishing the agenda 7 days before, which didn't happen. And if I understand the reading correctly, it should close 3 days. Is it 3 days after that or 4 days after that? But it should certainly close. And yet the agenda's been developing right up until the last minute. This is a problem because it means we won't be reading and preparing as much as we should. It means that items aren't getting on the agenda. Danny, one of the anonymous people who's at the bottom of the page, made a suggestion for the agenda weeks ago, which is not on the agenda. So there's nothing to do for this particular meeting, and I certainly don't want to disrupt it by saying that the agenda's not appropriate for this meeting. But in future, we really ought to get this right, because it's about the quality of the work we're doing, and we should be doing better.
And if you look over our normal course of events when we're not having an exceptional...
Sherwood.
Of course, today is an exceptional meeting. This is a change of date, and immediately after... normally we would have been having our meeting on the 11th.
Joined.
The event has been running very much in that the executive committee developed the agenda and requests for agenda items, make it to whatever agenda it's best put in, and a number of items going to the list are discussed, and some make the cut on timing. It's unfortunate that this one, for a number of reasons, not the least of which is limitations of staff, didn't make it in the seven-day first run and 3 day for change period. As a matter of courtesy, we've always maintained people can make additional comments on an agenda and raise any other business in this 1 minute time, and unless the majority wishes us to change that, we'll continue in that way. We don't put it to a list as such because we work on a wiki, but the link goes to the list.
Where is the list of executive committee teleconferences publicized? I was under the impression it was the fourth Monday of the month, but it was not, of course, yesterday.
No, in fact, this particular date and time was switched because we had our executive committee meeting when the normal meeting was going to be held on the 11th of December, and we swapped to the normal time for the ALAC meeting, but on the day of the executive committee, and that was discussing Cairo. And it's summary minutes. Cairo hadn't
joined.
Carlton Samuels.
Hi, Carlton.
Joined.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Carlton.
Okay. Hey, how are you doing, Nick? It's afternoon to you, sir.
Not a problem. We're just moving towards the end of any other items to discuss before we adopt the agenda.
Well, there was, if I may, it's Adam again, there was one item that I did want to put under any other business if we can get to it. I mentioned it on the list, but I didn't add it to the agenda on the wiki because I'd missed the deadline, as I thought I understood it according to rules and procedures. And that item was that we actually do not use the wiki for things that should be sent in email. You know, it's a one-to-many
device.
Adam,
you raised it in our face-to-face meeting, and perhaps we can... have that discussion in the December meeting. Under rules of procedure, Alan obviously needs to pick up issues there because of the review we're going to be doing, and we can discuss that under the that item later tonight if you'd like to put it in there rather than any other business.
I would be delighted.
Cool.
Alan,
go ahead.
You sound thrilled.
You're happy then, Adam, to have it come up under that item instead of any other business?
That's fine, as long as we can get to it in the 1.5 hours, which is, you know, 1 hour, 15 minutes now.
Well, if we get beyond the now 3 minutes spent on a 1 minute item, I'd be delighted to attempt that. Okay, we've finished our roll call. We are core eight, and I will... Matthias will be collecting any other names as they come on board. We don't seem to have a link to the last 3 minutes.
Whoever has the freight train should put it on mute.
Joined.
It would be very good if you're in a noisy environment, please mute your phone unless you're speaking.
Okay.
We are busy muting people, by the way. If you find that you're speaking and no one is hearing you, you need to press star 7.
Okay. If you try and talk and nobody's hearing you, you do need to push star because the staff will mute us.
Point of information, are we automatically recorded or do we need to ask to be recorded?
We're recorded
automatically. As far as I know, we're recorded once.
Okay, sorry.
José Salgueiro.
Different conference calls work different ways.
Sure. Now, all of our conference calls usually are recorded from the beginning. So
okay.
If you have something that you wish to go out of recording, you probably need to make a request for the recording to be stopped.
That's fine.
Okay. The summary items from the last meeting. The last meeting was in Cairo, and indeed the agenda picks up any of the action items that need to be done for the November period, and some of them will be going into the December period, but a couple of those will be under discussion for tonight. Review of current action items comes very much under the same classification as we're having our first meeting after a face-to-face meeting, although some of the action items on the working group, particularly the ad hoc working group for matters such as the PSC and the ALAC review, have had questions raised by you. And I'm certainly be keen to take a couple of minutes to have on the record the ALAC's responses to some of those questions. Questions in particular are the one by guest user at 4:12 a.m., where are the rest of the liaison reports? My response to that is, what a very good question that is. Some of the liaisons, however, have only just been elected in Cairo, and many of those will not have had their first meeting. So I will permit the courtesy of them to give a small introduction and verbal report, if they care to, in that section of the agenda. The second matter that was raised in the comments on the wiki, where are the reports from the new ad hoc working groups? Where is the subset analysis of the new GTLD that was promised, or the report of the ad hoc working group dealing with the PSC? That's an extremely interesting question, and I would love to hear the answer to it.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
You went past current action items without pausing for a breath, so I didn't have a chance. It would be nice if there are current action items on an agenda to actually have a pointer to them, so we know what they are when we're on the agenda.
Alan, as you well know, that is normally exactly what is there.
I'm
assuming that the staff may not have actually had the minutes prepared from the Cairo meeting. Am I correct in that assumption, Nick?
The minutes are still being prepared. As you know, there were some recordings which needed to be repaired due to improper recording during the meeting.
And is that why, as Alan rightly points out, we don't have a link to the short list of summary items and action items?
With regret, yes, unfortunately, that is true.
Okay, I would suggest in the future, if we have the option, that kind of item should be there, even if we don't have the full minutes yet, even if it's unaudited.
It's not even a question of audited. It's that we couldn't actually... You couldn't really properly tell what people were saying on the recordings until they were repaired.
I don't think we need to discuss it. I'm just...
Yeah. It's regrettable, and we will do our very best to make sure it doesn't happen again. This brings us to item 5. I'm hopefully gaining time here, which is the current status of ALS applications. You will need a Google Documents account to access this spreadsheet. But what it does is give you an ongoing outline of exactly what status all ALS applications are at any given time. To my knowledge, Nick, and I haven't opened it, but I'm about to, we have no new or pending applications that haven't been dealt with in a timely manner. Is that the case?
We have a few that were responded to that were confirmed late by us due to the Cairo meeting. When applications come in during meetings, it sometimes delays our processing of them until after the meeting is over. But we will catch up the due diligence reports and otherwise so that it doesn't actually delay the applications.
Okay, so we're not looking at any delay on any of the milestones, is that the case?
That's right.
And I'm just looking to see which of those applications that might be. Can you tell me who came in?
The Mediterranean Federation of Internet Associations, Internauta Venezuela, CITIC AJB, and AUI Peru.
Peru, okay. So it's just that last four on the list.
And our compliments to whoever in the Latin American, the Caribbean region who's been busy recruiting.
Well, Carlton was on the call. Perhaps he could take that.
I don't know who it is, but we're glad you're doing it.
Well, I'm not saying Carlton did it. I'm just saying perhaps he could take the compliment back to them. Yeah, that's great to see. But there's no expected delay, and we'll be starting the staff due diligence when?
Yes, we'll be having the... We will have the reports done much faster in order to make up the lost time.
Okay, that's great.
In the next few days, you should get the due diligence report.
Thanks for that. Any questions on any of those ALS applications from anybody? No? Okay, I have a question from the French channel, I believe. Adigo, French channel. Nick, question from question. Is that a request for?
Just seeing if the French channel is somehow muted. I don't actually see a listing for the French channel in the online form.
Okay. Well, if... whoever wants to raise the question from the French channel, if you just ping me again. Is it Fatimata? Does Fatimata, who I would assume is on the French channel, Fatimata wishes to raise a question? Yes, Fatimata, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And give me a moment on the English channel. We seem to be muted on the French channel.
Joined.
Who just joined?
Nick, do we have a technical difficulty? Because if we do that...
If we do, it's within Fatimata the French channel, which I can't hear.
Fatimata could perhaps type her question.
And just a moment while I get that question, please.
Well, every moment counts.
Is it not possible to do simultaneous...
Hi, can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll call her back. Sorry, everyone.
Go ahead. We can hear you.
One moment, please.
I think they cannot hear her is the problem, but I'm not totally sure.
Okay.
Aren't you?
Okay. Thank you, Fatemata. Fatemata was raising the point for those of you who are not in the Skype channel for this teleconference that she does not see an application form from Senegal. Nick, can you enlighten us? Is that that we haven't received it? Or
and question from Fatemata now. Ready?
Go ahead.
And Nick, this is for you. There had actually been an application from the African Association from Senegal, and the actual name is Ebokajong, and I did not see this at the end of the list. I'd like to know why.
The name is Ebokajong.
It's Sebastian. May I suggest that it will be answered next, not on the call, and that we proceed because
yes,
we see that there are something missing and the staff need to look at. And
I've just typed back to Fatemata that Nick will follow up offline on this if necessary, which moves us to our liaison report. We have a couple of liaison reports already linked.
Alors, il y a déjà quelques rapports de liaison qui ont été déjà affichés.
Not in this channel, please.
We have a couple of liaison reports already linked. We have the IBN report, and Shiva, you will see from the standard of the IBN report, Tom has given to us at our monthly meetings. Nick, mute those, please.
I'm trying. Somebody is obviously getting on a plane.
Clearly on a plane, but I don't need to hear about it.
Hello. Shiva here. Cheryl, you were saying something.
Yes, I was. I was just competing with the airlines. Shiva, you would know you're going to get a face-to-face handover from Hong when you meet her, myself, and hopefully Vivek as well at the IGF meeting. But you will see by the standard of her IDN reports, her monthly reports, the type of material that she has been producing. But perhaps you could take this opportunity to quickly introduce yourself, and I do mean quickly introduce yourself, as you are our new IDN liaison. Go ahead, please, Shiva.
Hello, everyone. I'm Shiva Subramanian Muthuswamy. You can call me Shiva. I'm from India, and in particular, I come from a country with 22 official languages, so I'm particularly interested in this issue. I'm from ISOC, and I have a keen interest in the internet governance process. So this is in brief about me.
Thank you, Shiva, and we look forward to working with you. Wendy needs to leave, pardon me, in under 2 minutes because she has a competing meeting or requirement. The board liaison report linked has raised the very important matter of poor, shall we say, inadequate is the best we could define it as, public participation and remote participation, with specific reference to the public forums at the Cairo meeting. We have a beginnings of a reasonable draft of letter to the board regarding this matter in response to requests to the list. I will continue with the executive to refine that letter to make sure it captures all of our angst and annoyances. And obviously, Wendy, that would be one of the things that we would very much like to make sure you pass on to the board. But we will send you any other matters that that need to be raised at the next board meeting. Your next board meeting is on, what, the 11th of December?
I'll check. I think we've lost her, but just a moment, I'll check and tell you. Go on and I'll interrupt you.
Thank you. I was just concerned that the board meeting... no, Vanda, I can't hear Wendy either. She may have just left us, although I didn't hear the leaving. No, she's typing. The next board meeting might... she's muted.
I'm here. I just muted my phone because it's a bit noisy and I didn't want to disturb the meeting.
Thank you. We need to unmute Wendy, though.
Star 7, please, if you're muted.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes,
Wendy. Yeah, yes. Oh, splendid. Love these conference calls. So I was simply going to note, and I will note quickly, that the board next meets December 11th. If we have items we wish to add to the agenda, it will be timely to get those to the board. There has not been a great deal of substantive discussion since the Cairo meeting, and I will let you know further, although there were significant complaints and moves to deal with those complaints through the new Public Participation Committee.
But I think whilst the Public Participation Committee may get there eventually, it's important that our concerns are specifically annotated and recorded. So
I would very much like to help us do that. And I think everyone is interested in making those processes move more smoothly.
Indeed. Okay, thanks, Wendy, and we'll send that across to you. We'll just have to... make sure that we get a hook up with you before that.
Excellent. I'll catch up with you online. Thank you.
India.
Left.
Yes, go ahead.
Wendy.
Left.
Sorry, who was that trying to speak then?
That was Siva leaving.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, that's fine. You probably got dropped out. Okay. The GNSO liaison report has been posted, but, Alan, is there anything in your report that you wish to mention now that is not in other business listed later?
The report that I have there is just a very brief summary. It is not the full report, which will be posted. The major meeting was last Thursday, and I haven't had a chance to get back to that yet.
Sure.
No, there is nothing there that needs to be... That is not on our agenda somewhere else, I believe.
Uh-huh. Fatimanta, 3195.
Joined.
Yes, everything else is there.
Fantastic. And just for those new liaison positions, ESAC is a continuing one, but Bo, NCUC, and Rudy with CCNSO, when you have to raise or even issues you'd like to poll with us at a meeting, if you simply link it to this report space and obviously discuss it online as well, that's the most efficient way of dealing with things. Now, I'm sure we all know Bo quite well, but this is the first time Rudy has been here as one of our liaisons, so I'll afford him the same brief introduction for himself and his role as our new CCNSO liaison. Go ahead, Rudy. You'll have to star 7 if you've been muted.
So I hope everybody hears me. As I stated in Cairo, I will try to work on a few issues which are directly related to our community. We are representing the internet user. We know that a lot of things are going wrong from the side of registry and registrars. We have... discussed this during the meeting with, which was chaired by Blue Bender, regards the responsibilities of registrars in registering domain names. So that's an issue I would like to bring up very soon. I will enjoy all the input from my colleagues so that I can state that it's not only the registry or registrars in Belgium who are failing, but there are probably some others. And another surprising thing I've discovered in looking through the membership of the CCNSO is that a lot of greater CCTLDs are missing in the list of members of CCNSO. I would like to discover the reason why they are not there. So if someone else has other questions, please bring them up. I have a first conference call on the 11th of December, so I would like to have some questions to bring to the table to prove that Alec is also trying to get involved in CCNSO. So for my input.
Thank you, Rudy, and I'm quite sure there'll be many questions coming your way. There is a space on the wiki for each of the liaisons, and I would encourage you all to use that space if it suits you to do so, and perhaps respond directly.
Join.
Welcome back, Shiva, and correspond directly with the who's best there, Nick, Matthias.
Yes, either one of us, or we could get some time with Bart and Gabby, who staff the CCNSO. That would probably
okay,
be good.
That could be very worthwhile, I think, if we organise a sort of an orientation and an upskilling call. I'll leave that in your to-do list, and we'll follow up at the next XCOM meeting. Okay, that brings me to the first of our items for decision tonight, and I'm going to go to Alan for the first matter, which is the proposal for the formalisation of an executive committee. Alan?
The first item that's currently on the agenda is geographic working groups.
Well, that's interesting, because I just wondered what happened to that, and I just refreshed, but I'd be more than happy to do
it. It was there about a half an hour ago, and I...
Okay, I'm just refreshing. Probably. Okay. All right, now. Yes, you're right. We won't throw to you just yet then. The Geographic Regional Review Working Group will be a two-person from each of the AC and SO, that's Advisory Committee and Support Organisations, of ICANN, running along very similar lines to the IDN fast-track the CCTLD process that we ran a couple of months back. It will be an intensive working group with quite probably weekly meetings, if not at a higher frequency, and it will be the chair and one other. And we've had some discussion on list as to one of the concerns I have with the agenda is that I had linked, I thought, the report from AP Rallo, but obviously my wiki skills have failed me. Just to let you know that if the AP Rallo report was readable as an attachment, one of the things it would have said is that in our meeting earlier today, AP Rallo endorsed and supported the suggestion that Carlton from Latin America and the Caribbean regional at large organisation would be an ideal fit for this second position, because the members of the Pacific Islands chapters, some 38 countries are represented by that single chapter and therefore single at-large structure, felt that some of the knowledge Carlton would bring from island states would reflect their own concerns and interests, and also that from the region he has experience in, he would have a good understanding and be able to proxy on behalf of the least developed countries. So that's me taking off my AP Rallo hat and now asking for discussion on the appointment of a second representative to the Geographic Regions Review Working Group, the start date of which I do not have. So, Nick, if you've got a date for it, I'd appreciate it. Any comments, any discussion, any proposals?
Hey, it's Alan. I have a couple of comments.
Go ahead, Alan.
First of all, I'm curious, how did it come about that the de facto the chair is the first representative? I'd like to understand
quite,
the process.
Quite simply, they came up to me in Cairo and said it will be the chair of each AEC and SO and one other. So I said, okay, fine.
Because that isn't my understanding from the GNSO, so that's one of the reasons I was asking the question.
Is Avery declined the position? Because
no, my recollection, I'd have to go check the records, is that it wasn't on the table. But
okay,
I may be wrong, and I didn't think about it much until I asked the question.
Well, if Avery chooses to decline the position, it's a GNSO matter, but being the endorsed representative for Asia Pacific on this matter, the chair will not be declining the offer.
I wasn't challenging you. I was asking what the process was.
Well, that was the process.
Okay, and the second one is, I would like to make sure that particularly in this case, because it has very significant impact on the very structure of ALAC, as opposed to some of the others where it's just of moderate interest, that we get good interactions in both cases to ensure that our representatives are in fact representing us and not working as free agents.
Yep, absolutely. And seeing as you've acted as our representative in a recent important working group, to know that not only will the liaisons or representatives from the ALAC on this working group be attending their working group meetings, they will be attending the additional ALAC meetings, which are their briefing meetings. And from the Asia Pacific perspective, they will be having specific briefings to look at their views from the 17 ALSs in that region. And I'd encourage each of the RALOs to do the same.
Cheryl?
Yes, go ahead, Vanda.
Well, I'm a huge opposer of this review of a geographic region since I was on the board. And we started in some way doing that in the fellowship program, independently of the traditional division. We found out that it was much more important to have a better cultural division around the world and make sure that people can really participate. If I understand, we are also need another representative. If nobody else wants to enter, I can put myself in.
Carlton has, in fact, expressed interest. Excuse me. Sorry, just breathing is a problem. Carlton has expressed an interest, but one other thing I should mention to you all, and that is something that I would be happy to forward as a concept. The Government Advisory Committee has some problems who the second representative other than Yanis as chair should be. So their way forward is to say that it will be a committee of a whole who will brief an other to attend each of the meetings. So one person will be proxying for the whole and to ensure that all of their participants have a working knowledge of what is going on in the working group. They were going to have the
Mohammed.
No, it's okay. I'm great that the person could be, because the people in Caribbean have really different kind of view.
Nick, you need to mute.
I'm busy muting. Just once again, if I can remind everyone, if you're not speaking, please do mute yourself. with Star 6.
Joined.
And with Star 7. It will make the call run much better for everyone.
Okay. So seeing as the GAC will be subscribing its internal list to the working group list, I'd be perfectly happy to propose that the ALAC internal list is also subscribed to the geographic group list.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead.
Any other discussions or comments? Now, I have not checked the lists since my dinner time several hours ago. Is there anyone else who's put their hand up for this role, or is it at the moment Carlton the person who wishes to take this second position?
I'm not aware of any others myself, but that doesn't mean there isn't one.
Carlton, are you still willing, knowing the workload of this and the fact that you'll be briefed by every one of the regions and you're going to have to try and clone all sorts of views into some meaningful response?
You will need to unmute yourself, Carlton, if you wish to speak with Star 7.
Star 7 to unmute Carlton.
About it, and so I will not just be a listening person, but I certainly will be arguing for the positions that we have, the views that we have.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, unless someone has a darn good reason to argue otherwise, welcome aboard, Carlton. We're going to be very busy. And I've already had some rather astonishing discussions with people within the Asia-Pacific region where what I would have thought was their desires is not the case. So it's going to be quite a learning curve for both of us.
I think so. I do think so, yes.
Okay, yo creo que sí. Definitivamente, yo creo que sí.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Do we have a problem with the Spanish channel? Can they hear me now? I am speaking up. In the absence of anybody telling me otherwise, let us now move on to item two for decision at this meeting, which is now, Alan, ball in your court, the formalisation of the executive committee matter.
Okay, it struck me in Cairo as we were various conversations were going on, and in particular the one on performance criteria, where there were reference was made in the draft policy since the one we discarded to the executive committee that, in fact, the executive committee was not mentioned anywhere else in the rules of procedure. And I think that if such a group is to exist and if there's a rationale for it to exist, then it should exist formally. And as important, if it is to be given any rights to take action on behalf of the committee, those be explicitly described. It was also noted by people in the last year's executive committee that having people from different regions was useful. Is not part of our current rules. It just happened that way last year, and it again happened this year. But it has been a useful effect. So I am proposing that we create the concept of an executive committee, that it be include the four officers, and we specify that the four officers must be from different regions. We'll need to come up with a process to make that happen, but that doesn't have to be done today. And I am also suggesting that since we have four of the five regions represented, that we add a fifth one from the unrepresented region onto the executive committee. And that in substance is what I'm proposing. The rationale for why is not nearly as clear. Certainly, Cheryl has been working with an executive committee and has felt comfortable with it, which is why it came into existence. I believe as long as we're in a state where the ALAC is not in a position to, on the fly, have good conversation, active conversation on the list, and come to decisions on a regular basis, or at least opinions on a regular basis, that we really need an executive committee to oversee the process. Should we ever become robust and active enough, that may change, but today I think it is very clearly the case. And if we are going to have an executive committee, I think it's important that we specify exactly what the rights are. So based on that, I am proposing that we create the concept of an executive committee, the four officers that we already have defined, specify they must be from different regions, add a fifth member of the committee who will be from the fifth region. At this point, I am specifying no specific responsibilities for the executive committee. We obviously will put some together, but they don't have to be done today to create the concept. And it has the right to make decisions on behalf of the ALAC in urgent situations, and these decisions must be reported back at the next ALAC meeting and ratified or not.
Uh-huh.
That's the whole substance of the proposal I'm making today.
Thank you, Alan. There's been an extensive comment by Carlos. And if Carlos is able to hear me on the Spanish channel, I'm assuming he would like to raise some of these points here at the meeting.
Yeah, this is the Spanish channel. We have a comment.
Go ahead. Thank you, Carlos.
Digamos. I don't agree with Alan in terms of creating...
Excuse me, did you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Disagree, okay.
I disagree in terms of creating an ex-con.
Yeah.
At least not at this moment. Because, first of all, we need to ask ourselves a number of things. For example, if this is really necessary, what is going to be the cost of it? Whether this is not a additional bureaucratic level for ALEC. Especially, I think that ALEC is already an executive committee of all the internet users. We have to improve the communication with RALOS, in my opinion. The answer should come from the bottom up. It is necessary to know whether these changes or this amend is supported by the whole committee. Especially, I don't think this is the right way to do this thing, to expose it as a fact. I would like to know what is the will and the idea of all the members of the committee. This is it. I'm done.
Thank you. Thank you, Spanish Channel, and thank you, Carlos. If your question
in part two is specific to the current executive committee. Each of them can make their own responses, if that's what you desire. Is that what you desire?
Well, I'd like to ask a clarification of Carlos first.
Sure, go ahead.
With the exception of adding the fifth member and specifying the regional diversity, I am not proposing anything other than what is happening today and has happened for the last year. So my question is Carlos suggesting that if we do not decide this is a good idea, that we should continue with the ad hoc executive committee, or that we should disband the concept of an executive committee? I'd like to know what he thinks the alternative is to adopting my motion.
Carlos, and then Vanda.
Yeah, Carlos. No, I don't want to disband the committee.
Hmm.
I only want... that it should be very well explained within the operative... principles of ALEC.
And I don't think anyone is disagreeing with him on that.
Because otherwise it wouldn't be legal.
Yeah. We all agree with that. Vanda, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that we have changed some ideas.
We can't hear you.
I guess.
We have exchanged some ideas, Alan, Carlos, and I, in the email. And I believe there is some kind of a misunderstanding here. One thing is to include EXCOM into the bylaw. This is not what we are talking about now. So to do this, certainly we need to have a more huge discussion about that and define what is supposed this EXCOM to do, and what our limits and so on. And what I understand Alan is proposing is completely, in my opinion, easy to do and very well received for the general administration of ALAC, is to have one more people from this not legal aspect of our EXCOM. So I don't understand why, probably because Carlos is thinking about to have this formally working. And this could be done in a more long process. Now, the only thing we need is to continue to work in and open up a little bit our EXCOM to add another region representative to this group of work. It's just that. So I'd like to reinforce the idea that it's very important to have Africa with us, and to allow Carlos to think about the idea independent of the legal aspects. Thank you.
I have one other comment when other people are finished, Cheryl.
Okay. Any other comments, and then back to Alan?
Can I speak, Cheryl?
Of course you may. Go ahead.
Vivek here. Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. See, this is in continuation with the discussion, Carlos and others. This I would like to check with Carlos, that if he says that this need not be disbanded now, and then probably a little more deliberation, is there some kind of time-bound thing he's thinking so that this gets functional as appropriate exchange?
Carlos, did you hear
Vivek's
question?
Yes, I did. I think that the first idea is to see if the whole committee wants this change. If it is so, we have to develop a process to include this rule within the operative principles. But first, always first, if we want this executive committee because so far it has worked as de facto and we have to make it legal if we want it to work.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vivek, did that respond?
Yeah, I will just comment back on that.
Go ahead, Vivek.
Yeah. I'm quite new to these discussions. I've been getting involved in the last 2 weeks, so I don't know how far I've grasped the issue. But the question
yes,
in front of us...
Yes, you're another lawyer.
I'm a law teacher. we are different from lawyers.
Oh, well, you know what I mean.
Okay.
Or a bottle maker.
Okay, this is my low thinking.
Yes.
That on one side, it's not good to run something de facto. It's better to become de jure. That is more responsible, one way, if you really look at it. So other way is to, if some of the members have genuine concern in terms of legal position or more clarity, I think we should set some time-bound thing so that the de facto thing becomes de jure at the earliest. That's what I feel. Otherwise, to the first question, it should be abandoned. I don't think so. Anybody wants to abandon this. So in principle, they agree, but then we need to get faster, clearer about making it, making it actual.
Certainly, and I think we need to note that, of course, another one of our items, assuming we actually get to it, which I am now very doubtful of, is that we are going to be conducting, under Alan's remit, a review of our rules of procedure, and this is one of the more obvious parts that needs repair. Someone else wish to speak? Who is that?
Fatimata.
Go ahead, Fatimata.
Yes, I can't understand Carlos' point. At least I didn't understand his answer to DJ's question about wanting to delay maybe, you know, the fifth member from another region. Because from what I understood from all the discussions going on now, that it's okay to have the ad hoc committee and have it run, but it's not okay to add a member. Am I right? I just want to understand more.
Fatimata, I don't believe that's Carlos's intent. I think Carlos, he will speak for himself obviously in a moment, but my belief and understanding is that Carlos is concerned about the due process and that the rules of procedure are properly
Made.
Carlos, if you could just clarify for Fatimata, is it that you are concerned about the addition of a fifth member representing Africa into an ad hoc XCOM? Is that an issue or is that not an issue for you?
Thank you, Cheryl.
Yes, Cheryl. Can I make a comment? This is Carlos.
Oh, yes, please. If it's Carlos, that's exactly what I'd like to comment. I'd like an answer.
I think that we cannot talk about a fifth member just yet. I'm not talking about a fifth member because we haven't decided just yet whether we're going to have an XCOM or not. That would be the first question. But we have to have a process and introduce this in the operative principles to make it legal. That's the thing. Once we have the executive committee, we will okay. decide whether we need a fifth member or not.
Okay.
That's why it is important to have everybody's opinion on record.
Okay.
Of the need to have an XCOM. Or if ALEC by itself.
The XCOM.
It is an executive committee. Eso es todo?
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
I consider it a friendly amendment to split it into two different motions.
Okay. I'm happy to hear that, Alan. That's one of the questions I was going to ask. Is there any more speakers to this matter for or against before we look at
yes.
the friendly amendments?
I put my name on the list.
Yeah, I know, but
that's
I also
another question.
Go ahead. Who's the other person? Fatimata?
Yeah. Yes, I still
go
have
ahead.
A question for Carlos. So does that mean that we should suspend the actual, the ad hoc executive committee's work? I just don't get it. Should we stop the activity going on with the, with the executive committee? Should we dissolve it? I mean, even though it's ad hoc, there is no bylaw behind it. Is this the issue?
Carlos, do you wish to respond to that question?
Yes, I want to respond.
Go ahead.
I think that we have given strength to that executive committee if we want it. And we are going to give that strength, first of all, asking ourselves if we want it. And then taking the proper actions to do so, and who are going to be the members of that executive committee?
¿Eso es todo? ¿Puede repetir eso?
In addition to the other questions that I pose in my comments. And that's all.
Okay. Thank you, Carlos. Any other discussions or statements on this matter before we go to the AP RALO resolution on this matter and then Alan's comments? Okay. In that case, despite my inability to link a document to a wiki page, as Suhu and I and Shiva were in attendance at the AP RALO meeting today, it was discussed at length, and it was the view of the AP RALO that they do support a regionally balanced executive committee. That said, I will now move to Alan. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay, I have several points. With regard to Carlos's point of that we need to work from the bottom up, I totally agree, and I don't think this changes anything whatsoever. The executive committee is simply facilitating some of the actions that the ALAC does have to take, regardless of the organization under it. And as I said, I'm quite happy to split this into multiple motions. In terms of putting it in the rules of procedure, I think that's exactly what we're doing by making such a motion. Once we make the motion in concept, we'll have to craft some words to go into the words of procedure that go along with it. I need to say something about my own position on executive committees. I don't know if anyone else has read the independent review of the board, which was out at the Cairo meeting. They take a very strong stand saying the executive committee of the board should be dissolved. The reason they do that is they say executive committees will very often form two levels of people on a group, on a board or a committee. The important ones who are on the executive committee who make all the real decisions, and the rest of the board that just rubber stamps things. It is for that kind of reason that I normally object strongly to executive committees. And it is that reason that in this motion I specifically limited, did not give a huge range of responsibilities. But I think at this time in the life of the AILAC, I think we need such a body. That may not be the case in the future, but I strongly endorse what we are doing at this point. And I think it's not only necessary, but it's important that we do it, partly to make sure that the ad hoc executive committee is not in a position to take action, and then the AILAC is accused of not using the rest of the AILAC and the RALOs to make informed decisions. So I agree with what Carlos is saying about bottom up, but I think this is part of the answer, not the problem. That's it.
Thank you, Alan. Are you able to then split this matter into easily digestible separate pieces?
I am.
Tonight, or shall we take this to an online vote?
I believe I can do it at the moment.
Okay.
I make one motion, that is, we create an executive committee composed of the five officers, and we give the executive committee the right to make decisions on behalf of the AILAC in urgent cases. Such decisions must be reported at the next meeting and ratified. Period. The group obviously has other responsibilities, like putting an agenda together, but we're talking about the serious ones here. So I'm suggesting we have an executive committee of the four officers, and the rights are severely restricted, period.
Okay. They would encompass the rights of the chair and any deputy chair acting as chair that are currently in the rules of procedure?
Of course. They don't take any rights away from the individual officers.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Please do. Go ahead, Carlton.
If you say the decisions of the executive committee is to be ratified by the full AILAC,
mm-hmm.
It means that the full AILAC can only vote yes. It means that you would have to make sure the executive committee has if you don't want the possibility of going into confusion where there might be a no vote on a decision that is already taken, then you have to build in somehow a majority vote on the ExCom.
To be honest, my answer to that is if an executive committee wants to make an irrevocable decision that cannot be retracted 2 weeks later in any way, and do it on behalf of the AILAC and face the chance that...
Recall and get rid of them.
That there's recall. Yes, the executive committee can do that. I think anyone who makes decisions on behalf of a group, which has to be ratified, has to do that carefully in any given time.
Yep, just vote them out. Just recall them and vote in a new lot.
So I would not favor putting a lot of verbiage on exactly how the ExCom makes these decisions and quorums for the ExCom. We have recourse. And to be honest, most of the decisions AILAC makes are not that earth-moving.
I would also suggest... Sorry. Okay, Adam, you're next. I would also suggest that this fine-tuning is something that must be looked at, not just by the AILAC in its rules of procedure, but to get some regional input from the RALOs as well. Yes, Adam, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's a little following on from what Alan was saying. I don't think the decisions made usually you know, would reach the stage where we'd want to recall an XCOM. We'd just be sort of angry with it. And my concerns about XCOMs are exactly the same, the ones Alan mentioned that the board review had commented on. So some kind of, if we are frightened about what the XCOM might do, perhaps we could put in an extra sentence saying that the, you know, an any XCOM decision taken on an urgent basis must be notified to the ALAC list before that decision is made. I mean, you have to inform us, in other words, before you take your executive decision, whatever it may be. And that would at least give us a heads up that you're not heading into troubled waters, as it were. Well, are you suggesting notice with time to say don't, or just notice in parallel with it being done? It wouldn't be time necessarily time to say don't. I think that would be something that you, as the the XCOM, not you, would judge by the reaction. But if you say we need to take an urgent decision on X, we are going to do this within 2 or 3 days. If you then see a massive reaction saying, don't do that, you know it's probably not a, you know, you can reconsider. If there's just a go ahead or no comment, then you go ahead.
I consider that a friendly amendment, that the XCOM must give notice and preferably advance notice of the intent to do this.
Yeah, that was my intention. Yeah. Thank you.
Fine.
I actually think that that preserves the open meeting intent, and I believe that would be a reasonable adjustment to the resolution.
Done.
This is the Spanish channel. Can I make a comment?
Please go ahead, Carlos. You were next.
Carlos, siga. ¿Cuál es su comentario? I have some questions for Alan.
Go ahead.
¿Podría repetir, Carlos, otra vez? If we decided to have XCOM, don't you think that we have strengthened the operative principles? To establish the operative principles. So, the first question is, do we want an XCOM? Secondly, based on what Alan said, that the XCOM will deal with the urgent matters, what are the urgent matters? And in addition, based on what Alan said as well, if these XCOM decisions should be ratified by the committee, wouldn't we be working twice about the same issue? That's all.
My answer to that...
Not here. I have some news.
Sorry, I don't know who's speaking.
Here.
Cheryl?
Go ahead, Helen.
Okay. My answer to that is very simple. As soon as we have an ALAC which can respond to a query from the outside world and give an answer moderately quickly, like within a day or two if it is required, and we have 15 ALAC committee members who respond to email and we can get a consensus quickly, I will personally suggest, that we disband the formal executive committee. I was finished.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion on this matter, or can we read the current Part 1 motion into the record and take a vote?
Okay, yeah. I have a comment. This is Carlos again.
Go ahead.
Siga, Carlos.
This is the final round of comments, just by the way.
What are the issues that Alan thinks are important and in which XCOM should participate?
as an example, and it is only an example, when I was participating as the ALAC representative on the GNSO restructuring working group,
absolutely,
we were having two conference calls a week, and questions were being put to me about what is ALAC's position on something, and I wanted to come back and say this is ALAC's position, not this is Alan Greenberg's position. And that is one of the things I have used for the XCOM for in the past. It was a de facto XCOM, but that is an example of the kinds of things that happen.
Alan, it had in fact included more than the XCOM, but to be totally and brutally honest, the only people who turned up consistently to those extra briefing meetings were the XCOM.
Well, no, Izumi had volunteered to work on it, and he did turn up when he could.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for naming people. I was avoiding that.
Well, but Izumi was the only one who volunteered to work on the GNSO restructuring when I asked for volunteers.
Yep. But in the absence of XCOM, you wouldn't have had any briefings.
So that's an example. It's not the only one, but it is an example.
Now, can we have a motion read to the record to be put to a vote, yes or no?
Okay.
I have one more comment, the no, last one.
Sorry, close.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Alan.
Okay, clearly we're going to have to work on the wording because I'm reading off the screen making changes as we go. But the intent of the motion to be wordsmithed is that the ALAC create an executive committee composed of the five existing officers of the ALAC.
Four
existing officers of the ALAC, sorry. And until there is a more refined definition in our rules of procedure, the executive committee shall have no powers other than those explicitly granted by the ALAC, save that in urgent situations, the executive committee may make decisions on behalf of the ALAC, notice of such decisions to be given to the ALAC, and such decisions to be ratified at the next ALAC meeting.
How do the ALAC members who will be going yay or nay on this, if we put this to a vote here, feel about that? Are they comfortable with the wording, or do they want a second reading? Matthias or Nick, did either of you capture the intent in a way that can be read back to the record?
The intent is the motion number one, part number one, as specified, as written, with the making it a four-member executive committee, adding in the notice given, and removing the addition, making the four-member, four officers, and adding in the additional requirements that notice be given. It's essentially number one with those two changes.
Okay, but your number one actually talks about creating a five-member
executive. Yes,
position.
I said, but yeah. Number one change, making it four, just the officers. Number two, issuing notice when a decision is made or prior to it.
Where does that bring regional balance?
It doesn't address that. It just takes the existing four officers, regardless of where they come from, and making an executive committee.
Mm-hmm.
Which is legitimizing what you did a year ago, essentially. You happen to have some regional balance, but that was accidental.
Are we planning on looking at regional balance as a part two?
Well, Carlos said we first decide to have an executive committee or not, and that's what I separated them out as a friendly amendment.
Okay. Is everyone happy with that? If we read that now into the record, nobody else is rushing to do it, that the ALAC create a four-member executive committee with membership representing...
No.
We just ratify the current officers of the ALAC as an executive committee. Simply ratifying the current officers
of the ALAC as an executive committee, and that the executive committee shall have no powers other than those explicitly granted by the ALAC, say that in urgent situations the executive committee may take decisions on behalf of the ALAC, which will require notification to the ALAC that such decisions are being discussed and made, and which will then be required to be ratified at the next ALAC meeting. Did that capture it correctly, Alan?
It does indeed.
Yes.
In that case, I will call for anyone who wishes to vote against that motion. Please say your name.
I would like to make a comment. This is Carlos again.
No, I'm calling for a vote.
My vote is no.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I need to hear the motion read again if we're doing a voice vote. I'm sorry.
Did someone record it, or do you want me to do it again?
Do it again.
Staff, no.
I would have hoped staff.
I move that the ALAC create a 4-member executive committee composed of the ALAC. Sorry.
No. If you're going to do that, you need to simply ratify the current officers of the ALAC as an executive committee. Because then you're not talking about regions at all.
I didn't say anything about regions.
Okay. Well, if you want to name two vice chairs and a chair and a rapporteur, do it that way. I just think ratifying the current officers is cleaner.
We will need to wordsmith this. The intent is that we create or ratify a 4-member executive committee composed of the existing 4 officers of the ALAC. The committee shall have no powers other than those explicitly granted by the ALAC, or in urgent situations, the ALAC may take decisions on behalf of the ALAC. The executive committee may take decisions on behalf of the ALAC. Notification of such decisions to be given to ALAC and must be ratified by the ALAC at its next meeting.
Okay, well, I vote against that. This is over on this.
Okay. Anyone else voting against? Anyone wish to have their name recorded as an abstention? I see 2 against, no abstain, and 8 for the motion. Do we have a second motion, Alan?
Can we record who the 8 are at this point? I don't know who's on this meeting and who isn't.
Yes, we can. It is Cheryl, Sebastian, Sander, Alan, Vivek, Patrick, Adam, Suhu.
This is Carlos. I'm voting against it.
I voted you against. Carlos, I've noted you against. Oh, and Carlos are against.
Hello. Shiva, I vote yes to the proposal to have a 5-member executive council.
Thank you, Shiva, but unfortunately liaisons don't get a vote on this. Okay, do we have a second motion, Alan?
Yes. I move that the executive committee composition be altered such that the 5 officers, such that the 3 officers must be selected from regions other than the region of the chair, and that we add a 5th member of the executive committee from the unrepresented region, to be elected from the unrepresented region. Essentially, that's numbers 2 and 3 added on to the expansion of the committee.
This is Beau Brunner. I vote against.
I don't think the motion was called yet. Was the motion seconded, by the way?
Someone seconding that motion? Perhaps if you read it again.
I'll second if no one else has, Adam.
Thank you, Adam. Do you want it to be read again?
I should think so.
I will try to do it more coherently. I move that the ALAC Executive Committee, that the composition of the ALAC, sorry, I'm not sure I can do this. I move that our procedures be altered to ensure that the five officers of the ALAC are from different regions, and that we add a fifth member of the Executive Committee from the as yet unrepresented region.
So that the ALAC redefine the Executive Committee to ensure that it has regional balance, would that wording address that?
That would address it.
Well, maybe that's simpler for all of us to understand. That the ALAC redefine the Executive Committee to ensure that it has regional balance. Would you take that as your friendly change of words there, Alan?
It needs a bit more substance in that the order has to be that we select the chair and then the vice chairs and rapporteur must be from other regions and separate from each other. But
sure.
we can wordsmith it afterwards if the committee allows. That is the intent.
Adam, how do you feel about that?
Fatima 3195.
Left.
Okay. Adam, how do you feel about that? And if we can get Fatimata back, that would be most useful.
Yes, the second still stands.
Thank you. I forgot to count Fatimata in the other vote, so that is in fact a 9. So my listing there. Okay. Is there any comments, discussions, or debate on the second motion? Some of this has been discussed in our earlier deliberations. Carlos? Okay. Being no comments or discussions, I will call for those who wish to vote against this motion. So far I have Beau.
Fatima.
Joined.
Welcome back, Fatimata. We're just taking the vote on the regional balance for the Executive Committee. Timely for you to return. At the moment, I'm calling for anyone who is voting against the motion.
Okay. Yeah, this is Carlos. I am voting against it.
Thank you, Carlos. Beau, you're still voting against it, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. I'm now calling for anybody who wishes to have their name registered as an abstention. And the result of that vote is the same as the first.
Fatimata is off, I believe.
Yes, no, she's back.
I'm back.
Okay. Fatimata, Vanda, Alan, Vivek, Patrick, Adam, and Suhu. Is 9-4. Is there a third or final motion, Alan?
No, there is no other motion at this point.
There's
a point for discussion later if we get to it on the fifth member.
Okay, that was quite a marathon effort, but a very important discussion, and I trust that everyone will understand my indulgence in the extension of time on that. It's extraordinarily important.
Cheryl, it's Sebastian, just one point. Cheryl, it's Sebastian, just one point. I am not sure that we call for a second for the first motion, and I would like not to have any trouble with the procedures to say that I second the motion, even if it's late, and that the procedure could have gone in the right way.
Sebastian, I'm perfectly happy to note you as the formal seconding of that, because these minutes go on for perpetuity, and it's important, as you say, that they are absolutely fair. Now, I note we are at our closing time with a pretty large part of our agenda ahead of us. I will now ask for the meeting's opinion on how they wish to move forward. Pardon the pun on the next item for decision at this meeting. Is it your will that we extend for another 10 minutes to deal with the matters of the RAA, the Way Forward proposal?
If I may comment, this is Beau. I don't think 10 minutes is sufficient really
okay.
to deal with it. So I'd
how
like
much time do you believe it needs, Beau?
Well, I don't see the thing is that I don't have time now. I got to go to work.
Sure.
So
okay.
we need. I would suggest we reconvene it somehow.
Okay. Is it? I'm happy to take that as a suggestion.
I would really like to ask a question of Beau before we let him go.
Carlton Samuels.
Left.
Go ahead, Alan. Just before Beau leaves.
Yeah, Beau. The question at this point is, if it comes down to a decision that we accept the current RAA amendment package pretty well as it is, or it goes back to square one and we start a PDP, which we know will take many months and probably several years before we have any change. As the person who led the RAA effort for the ALAC, which way do you believe we should go? You're not committing the ALAC, but I'd like your personal opinion. I thought I understood the answer, but it's been brought into question.
Well, that's because I'm not entirely sure of, I don't think any of us are entirely sure of the factors at this point. And by that I mean, as far as I know, there has been no formal response to the statement that we made in September that was ratified by the ALAC that, you know, there's been some back and forth on the list on. So I guess since then a couple of people have told me that the way things kind of look, and you may know differently, Alan, because you are closer to the GNSO than I am, but I've had some people tell me that basically, you know, there's very little appetite in the registrar community to negotiate any further on the RAA. So,
and that's probably correct.
So if we agree to approve the package of amendments that is already on the table, then we're probably not going to get a chance ever again to, well, not ever again, but we probably are not going to get a chance to negotiate for anything else. And so if that is indeed the case, then just based on the response that I've seen from the user community as administrator of the RAA working group mailing list, I would have to say that we need to reject it and ask for a PDP.
Okay, let me try to make something clear. The process we've gone through right now on this one has been a negotiation and is not a PDP in the,
right.
in today's sense of it.
That I know.
If
yes.
the GNSO goes ahead with a PDP, that number one, some of the things in this current RAA package may well not be on the table again because they're not going to be subject to consensus policy, and therefore I don't think we'll be able to be on the table in a practical way. That's number one. So there's the chance that even a PDP will not get some of these back. And an example of that is the ICANN's ability to take action against the registrar against violation of the contract in smaller chunks than just de-accrediting them. I don't think that's a policy issue that the GNSO will be able to discuss at all. Number two, a PDP process is not a negotiation. A PDP can be approved with the registrars completely voting against it. That's the whole concept of a consensus policy. It may be imposed on them whether they like it or not. So let's not confuse negotiations with the concept of a PDP.
Well,
I'm not.
I'm just saying. I think at the moment, just sort of saying, well, you know, we should just approve what we've got because we may never get it again. I think that's actually bad negotiation. And what? I think Well, we've got a real problem here if we just go ahead and say, you know, we'll agree to the package as is.
Okay.
Because clearly the user community whom we're supposed to represent say they're not satisfied with it. So
okay.
We need to explain to them what you just tried to explain to me before we go ahead and say, oh, you know, let's just go ahead and jump on this. And
at this point,
you know, clearly there's even comments on our meeting thing here.
Okay. At this point, we're not negotiating with the registrars. We're negotiating, to the extent we're negotiating at all, with ICANN legal counsel.
Well,
okay.
Perhaps we'll be a bit more open.
If the will of the ALAC is that we would prefer to see this whole thing dumped and we start again from scratch without any real understanding of where it will go or how long it will go, I will pass that message on.
Alan?
The GNSO may or may not honor our feeling, but I will certainly pass that message on.
Well,
yes.
Is that how the ALAC and our RALOS feels?
Well, that's the
yeah.
question I'm asking.
Alan,
yes.
I honestly believe that time is against us now.
Okay.
It's far too important a question. The Skype chat has had a couple of people, not the least of which was me, suggesting that this is something that needs really a single topic briefing and discussion call where some of our RALO and ALS people can make their voices heard as well. And so Nick has suggested that would it be helpful to have a teleconference where the relevant staff is on hand? My response was I believe so. What is your response to that, Alan, as our GNSO liaison?
If we can do that quickly, that's fine.
Okay, what sort of time course do we need? What sort of time course do we need to look at?
You mean how long a call or how quickly can we do it? Sorry.
How quick? Time and date, how quickly?
It's up to staff. I can do it immediately.
No. What is our deadline?
We don't know what the deadline is. It is
okay.
Unclear based on the established fact whether there was a three-week clock that started ticking in Cairo or a three-week clock when a motion might be made, which has not been made yet, to adopt the RAA package as currently has been negotiated. My suggestion is that we try to arrange that a motion such as that be put to the GNSO Council, and that there then be a three-week period for constituencies to consult. That's
okay.
not my call
okay.
to do, but that is what I would prefer to see at this point.
Okay. Two things then. We need to do something within the next 3 weeks, which means it can go to a final vote or a decision at the December meeting. We will put a doodle up and get some times and dates that is going to work within that.
Well, excuse me. If what I just described happens, the next GNSO Council meeting is not till later in December.
Well, that's fine, but if we were going to have a discussion and then have a decision, the natural opportunity for the decision is at the next ALAC meeting.
If we can do that, that would be fine.
We will try and do something
between now and the next ALAC meeting. Bo, does that fit with your...
Yeah, I think that'll be fine. I just have one request for staff and for whomever. I mean, could we just, like, get some immediate feedback on... where was the ALAC statement on the RAA that was ratified in September, was that, I'm sure it was received, but there's been no comment on it. So we've basically already stated a position on what we think of the current RAA, and, you know, if we just go now suddenly decide we want to ratify it, that doesn't really make sense until we hear what...
response.
Well, but the point is the question that is being put now is a different question. It only came up in Cairo.
Okay, well, I still think we need to know what the response is to our statement.
Okay. Nick, you have an answer to the question that was raised by Sebastian on the list, which is to do with, well, you can cover it off when you answer it. Go ahead, Nick. You have to *7, Nick.
Maybe Nick's not with us anymore.
Sorry, I thought I was unmuted. actually, my response was to what Bo had just asked.
Go ahead.
The RAA amendment statement was included with the other community input in the summary given to the board at the end of the RIA amendments consultation. I think Wendy is not here, so I do not know what, if anything, the board has done subsequent to that.
I've checked the minutes. There it appears to have not been discussed in any substantive way in the board since then, but it may be omitted from the minutes or agendas, but there doesn't seem to be any evidence that they discussed it.
Probably it relates to the they probably haven't discussed it if it's not there, because that's too major a topic, I think, to be unminuted.
Yeah, I may have missed it, but that was my review.
EDP, man, let's go nuclear. Or
well,
nuclear as our outgoing president.
but that does mean ICANN has no way of reprimanding registrars for the next few years.
So the market won't allow that to happen. The good registrars won't allow that to happen, I don't think. But anyway,
we need to have this full and frank discussion. Okay, let's see what we can work out on a single topic briefing and discussion on this. I think it's a very important one. And indeed, we would probably like to discuss, Nick, online, probably in the next 72 hours and no later, what our date options and indeed who the appropriate staff may be to be there for that sort of meeting.
Can I ask for a clarification? Is this a briefing on the RAA, or is it a briefing of what ICANN staff believes our options are at this point?
Well, it depends on what you want. I would say that the latter is probably more relevant.
Yeah,
so would I. So it's Kirk Fritz that we're really talking about.
I was hearing from Beau that it's the responses and discussion such as you were raising that he would like to make sure everyone else is raising issues here.
Well, Nick can check this, but my belief is they have answered it and said there's nothing we can do about those at the moment. This is the package that we think we can go ahead on.
Well,
that may not be a nice answer, but I thought that was the answer.
Now, I note that Danny has, the staff have said that they believe that the way to operationalize implementing the package or any part thereof would be via the GNSO. Danny has said that he disagrees with that analysis. Presumably, if Danny is still on the call, he would be interested in attending a briefing where that subject could be raised, along with the rest of the issues surrounding what happens next and what the various options are.
I have not heard a briefing where ICANN legal counsel debates issues with people, but...
Why not debate, but I mean, just explain what they believe the situation to be. You know,
I got to run, guys.
We could have Kurt, Tim, or...
We're having the discussion that we're planning on having.
Beau Brandler.
That's the discussion.
Left.
No, the only question is who do we ask from ICANN staff to be here?
Kurt Pritz and Tim Cole.
Thanks,
yep.
Danny. Okay, so... I think that's a good way forward because I think this is a far too important matter to let the pressures of time get the better of it. Is there anything in the remaining part of tonight's agenda that cannot be held over to online discussion, as most of them are listed for decision or vote at the next yes? User input into GNSO structure. That's another phone call opportunity.
Have we had an extension on that? I'm assuming since the board wants to discuss it at the December 10th meeting, we do not have an extension.
No extension. The deadline is still the 28th for comment.
That's 3 days from now.
That's correct.
Just a question, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
I could be wrong, but ALAC has probably more comments into the board and in public on the engagement of users in the GNSO than any other community in ICANN.
Yep.
You could do one of two things. You could basically send a statement saying that that you, your comments are quite detailed and extensive.
Read our comments.
And that you would prefer to leave this consultation for others. Or you could simply recap those comments you have made in the past, which you believe are still relevant, and send those in.
Nick, based on the discussion at the GNSO the other day, the default, if you don't say anything, it is presumed that your current state, that your prior statements stand.
Well, I think we might just do at least a covering letter and give Wendy clear instructions to that effect. Okay.
Cheryl, wouldn't
it be... Is there anything else on the items listed on the items for discussion that needs to be dealt with tonight?
May I suggest one thing with the new GTLD applicant guidebook?
Yes, which was divvied up, and we haven't seen any responses from the working group.
Well, and I'm also part of the problem because I said that I would compile together, from my understanding of what the community cares about, notes on what pages and what paragraphs items are on that people may wish to consider. And I have not finished doing that because, like everyone else, it's 250 pages, and I have other things I do for you, too. I know a number of other communities are asking for an extension. There is also some doubt as to whether or not the one-month consultation period for English is... or the other languages 1 month from their date of publication.
Yep.
If that were to be the case, then the comment period would actually extend, at least partly, into January.
So
Alex may wish to just say that due to the various holiday periods, it would appreciate an extension for all languages until 30 days from the publication.
Or take our statement and translate it into French, and then it applies.
Cheryl,
may I ask a question?
Yes, you may, Danny, but just before you do, Nick, in my notes to tonight's agenda, I did particularly say and ask for an extension on this matter, so I think that the ALAC needs to know that was our intent. Go ahead, Danny.
I would like to know who are the volunteers working on this particular ad hoc group and where do we find their workspace so that we can contribute to the discussion?
Nick, is minutes from that group and the membership of that group, which was formed in Cairo, is how close are they being put together for not just answering Danny, but also I've got the executive director of our ALS having digested all 200 and odd pages, ready to join in as well. We need a workspace.
I will make a page on the new GTLD's workspace.
And a
page and
get
circulated
the GTLD's list, or
yes,
have we got a list for them to use?
Yeah, I mean we've had one for a while, so I will recirculate to everyone those instructions and locations.
Okay,
and the last question, Cheryl, is why do we need to proceed on the basis of a subset analysis when the rest of the user community is addressing this point by point?
Simply because that was the mechanism that the ALAC discussed and agreed upon in Cairo.
The idea, Danny, is that people would take on different sections and then combine them together for an overall comment to be compiled.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so do we have a time or a likely number of days that's going to take before that happens, Nick?
Before my part's done,
yep.
Probably a few more days.
Okay, so we could look at by Tuesday of next week?
I hope so.
Okay,
yeah,
well, look,
just
on Wednesday of next week, when we circulate to the announce list, can we give an extra nudge to the executive of each of the RALOs? Because... this is something that the regions and the ALSs must be involved with.
And Cheryl, one last comment, if I may?
Go ahead, Danny.
We've had a number of people write in to the RAA working group with very, very specific issues on their mind. It would sure be nice if the ALAC could take up their concerns and at least pose some type of response as to what they are doing to try to deal with the issue that was raised. I don't see much point in grassroots participation if at the executive level nothing is being done to respond to those concerns that the public has brought forward.
I could agree with you more, and I'm going to have to toss that straight back to the ALAC lead for that working group, who unfortunately has left us. Who else do we have on here other than yourself that's involved in that? Nobody's jumping up and down saying they're here. can the executive take that on board now you've got one? And pursue that somewhat more aggressively?
Yes.
I have to make a statement, a very quick one, that with limited resources, I don't think we can be in a position where the ALAC guarantees to respond and take up the charge on any point raised by someone. We're just not going to be able to respond to everyone like that, so somehow we need a process of vetting things and deciding which we're going to be, which we will take up and which we'll be happy if a RALO puts a position forward on or whatever.
Well, that's a fair comment,
all very
Alan.
True, but Adam, Alan, but we do in fact have a ALAC liaison or lead into each working group for a reason, and they need to be feeding back into our meeting.
No, I'm not questioning that. I'm just pointing out that the end result is not going to be that we take up every charge that somebody decides is important. We're not going to do a very good job if we try to do that.
Okay. I believe we've extended well past our hour and well past our extension, and more importantly, if I did a head count, I think we are probably no longer quorate. So I am going to take everything else online. Staff, we're going to have a little chat at 0600 hours my time to tidy all of this up. So I will be dialing in, and of course any of the other executive are welcome to dial in to that meeting just to tidy up things for this. Thank you for your indulgence, thank you for your energies, and thank you for, I think, some very useful and interesting discussions tonight. This morning or this afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. Welcome to those of you who have joined us, both as liaisons and, of course, as Asia Pacific Regional at Large organisational representatives. This is an exceptional meeting in as much as it has run much longer than normal, but it was exceptional discussion on important matters. Thank you all and good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Cheryl.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Cheryl.
Left.
Bye-bye.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Matthias.
Left.
Fatima.
Left.
Alan.
Left.
Seb.
Left.
Patrick Bandoal.
Left.
Spanish.
Left.
French.
Left.